with the calm expression of someone who was methodically doing his duty, Detritus picked up a man and used him to hit some other men. When he had a clear area around him and a groaning heap of former rioters, he climbed the heap and cupped his hands around his mouth.
"Listen to me, you people!"
A troll shouting at the top of his voice could easily be heard above a riot. When he seemed to have their attention, he pulled a scroll out of his breastplate and waved it over his head.
"This is the Riot Act," he said. "You know what that means? It means if an I reads it out and you don't go away, the Watch can use deadly force. You understand?"
"What did you just use then?"
moaned someone from underneath his feet.
"That was you helping the Watch," said Detritus, shifting his weight.
He unrolled the scroll. Although there was some scuffling in alleyways and shouts from the next street, a ring of silence expanded outwards from the troll. An almost genetic component of the citizens of Ankh Morpork was their ability to spot an opportunity for amusement. Detritus held the document at arm's length, and then, a few inches from his face, he tried turning it round a few times. His lips moved unsteadily. Finally, he leaned down and showed it to Constable Visit.
"What's this word?"
"That's whereby, Sergeant."
"I knew that."
He straightened up again.
"Whereby it is."
Beads of the troll equivalent of sweat began to form on Detritus's forehead.
"Whereby it is acknowledged."
"Acknowledged,"
whispered Constable Visit.
"I knew that."
Detritus stared at the paper again and then gave up.
"You don't want to stand here listening to me all day," he bellowed. "This is the Riot Act and you've all got to read it, right? Pass it round."
"What if we don't read it?"
said a voice in the crowd.
"You've got to read it. It's legal."
"And then what happens?"
"Then I shoot you," said Detritus.
"That's not allowed," said another voice. "You've got to shout, stop armed watchmen first."
"Sure, that suits me," said Detritus.
He shrugged one huge shoulder to bring his crossbow under his arm. It was a siege bow, intended to be mounted on the cart. The bolt was 6 feet long.
"It's harder to hit running targets."
He released the safety catch.
"Anyone finishing reading that thing yet?"
"Sergeant!"
Vimes pushed his way through the crowd, and it was a crowd now. Ankh Morpork was always a good audience. There was a clang as Detritus saluted.
"Were you proposing to shoot these people in cold blood, Sergeant?"
"No, sir. Just a warning shot in the head, sir."
"Really? Just give me a moment to talk to them, then."
Vimes looked at the man next to him. He was holding a flaming torch in one hand and a long length of wood in the other. He gave Vimes the nervously defiant stare of someone who has just felt the ground shift under his feet. Vimes pulled the torch towards him and lit a cigar.
"What's happening here, friend?"
"The Clatchians have been shooting people, Mr. Vimes. Unprovoked attack."
"Really?
People have been killed."
"Who?"
Everyone knows they've been killing people."
The man's mental footsteps found safer ground.
"What do they think they are? Coming over here."
"That's enough," said Vimes.
He stood back and raised his voice.
"I recognise a lot of you," he said, "and I know you've got homes to go to. See this?"
He pulled his baton of office out of his pocket.
"This says I've got to keep the peace. So in 10 seconds I'm going somewhere else to find some peace to keep. But Detritus is going to stay here. And I just hope he doesn't do anything to disgrace the uniform. Or get it very dirty at least."
Irony was not a degree-level subject among the listeners, but the brighter ones recognised Vimes' expression. It said that here was a man hanging on to his patience by his teeth. The mob dispersed, going ragged at the edges as people legged it down side alleys, threw away their makeshift weapons, and emerged at the other end, walking the grave, thoughtful walk of honest citizens.
"All right, what happened?" said Vimes, turning to the troll.
"We're hearing where this boy shot this man," said Detritus. "We got here. Next minute it's raining people from everywhere shouting."
"He smote him, as Hudrun smote the fleshpots of Ur," said Constable Visit.